Hey, everybody. Michael Janz, president of Agency Revolution. Nice to have a nice turnout, and I'm delighted that we have such a special guest with us today. A lot of you probably know Jan Elsey. You probably know Jan and Pat if you've been to one of our summits or one of our live meetings. These two have been hanging around very faithfully for not that long, but boy, have we seen them take off with some success. So, Jan emailed me about 3-4 weeks ago and said, I have some things to share with other agents, and it has to do with some things that a lot of people are probably not thinking about. It's just sort of a different orientation to the use of some technology, which all of you are probably familiar with. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background on Jan, and then she's probably going to set me straight to tell me those numbers are old, but they're certainly, even if they're old, they're probably worth paying attention to. Also want to remind everybody that this call's live. Feel free to ask questions. You can type your questions into the GoToWebinar panel or whatever. And if for any reason we don't get to your question, you can email me at my personal email at michael@agencyrevolution.com, or you can call our office at 800-606-0477. That's 800-606-0477. First of all, I should at least say hi to Jan. Jan, how are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm fine. How are you? Kind of nervous about this.
Oh, goodness. You just be yourself. Let me give a little bit of background. Jan and her husband, Pat, run a very, very dynamic agency in Texas, and we were lucky. I think it was 2 years ago they came to their first summit and decided to enter into the Agency Revolution fold and purchase the AR technology. Here are the few things that I know about the agency, and again, they might be old. The retention's 92%. And that was despite a 20% rate increase from the carrier. And I think that's really pretty impressive when you've got to go to your clients and say, your premiums are going up 20%. Stay with us anyway. And by the way, for those of you who are on the commercial line side, only fools will predict that the market is going to harden. And I might be foolish enough to say that we probably can look forward to that now. And while we all look at that as good news, I also will remind you that it isn't easy to, it's easy to make more money. Certainly, that's always a pleasure when you can get more money per policy, but it's also a challenge, and we're going to be working on that and talking about that. It's a challenge to go to your client base and irritate them with higher premiums and still get them to like you and love you, trust you, admire you, and to feel connected to you. And not to go shopping, not to spend your whole time rolling books of business. I just want to remind you, for those of you who hated the soft market, the hard market is, it's not a cakewalk. Jan's policies in force were up 33%. When I'm done with a few of these little bullet points, you can correct me on any of these or bring me up to date on these, Jan. And then, of course, in your own words, discovered a technology that really takes care of a lot of running the agency for you. It's like having the perfect employee.
That's right.
Never gets sick, never takes vacation, and always does what it's asked to do. That's really going to be part of the focus of our conversation. It's also a technology that always asks for referrals and cross sales day in and day out, every day of the year. So imagine a marketing system that grows your agency for you automatically. Now, before we go on, Jan, let me just say thank you very much for sharing. Thank you for offering to do this. This was an unsolicited offer from Jan, and she said, I just have some things that I have to share. So, Jan, can we just sort of roll the clock back a little bit and tell us a little bit about how you got into the industry, a little bit about the agency, and then maybe how we met?
Well, back in 1984, just as Pat and I had met each other, Pat was doing a career change into insurance. And it had to do with the bad claims experience that he had before he was an agent. And so he said, I can do better than that insurance agent did. And so he kind of started his agency based on the concept that he was going to give good service. Mm-hmm. And our mindset has always been service first.
Right.
And so he's great at marketing. He was always a marketing sales guy, and he liked the idea of this type of business.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were introduced through Claudia McLean to Quantum Club and
right.
made it to the first summit,
mm-hmm.
he heard through the concepts of A through Z and other agents sharing that, you know, he wanted to grow his business but not work harder, get bigger results,
mm-hmm.
and have more control of what was coming into his agency. So
right.
he, from day one when he met you, he loved those insurance concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were blessed. That first Quantum Club Super Summit we were at is when you introduced Agency Revolution.
Right.
And Pat is a technology guy, so
mm-hmm.
he was totally intrigued with the technology side
mm-hmm.
of what that could do to our agency. And he just knew that this was the wave of the future and something that we needed to step up to the plate and do.
Well, he's a pioneer. So I did share a few, and you are too, Jan. I shared a few statistics about your agency, and I may have pulled those bullet points out from a while ago. Tell us very briefly how the agency is different now than when it was before, if you would.
Well, our retention is improving all the time. So I think with some of our markets, it's probably up to 95%.
Uh-huh.
And our policies per household, I guess it's the
yeah.
density, that is increasing like we can't believe.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't even know the word to describe how the density is improving. And that's part of what AR is doing for us, is that
okay.
that cross-sell part. So I don't know if you want me to talk about that now. Or
we'll get into it. We'll get into it. Let's.
Okay.
okay. All right.
Okay.
And the agency's grown. The income is up, and agency's grown.
I think I told you earlier this morning that now that it's the end of the year, we can compare year-end
right.
figures and.
Right.
Our income has doubled in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So
okay. All
it
right.
was an amazing revelation for us to see that kind of increase.
Well, you are putting a smile on my face, you know. All right.
Mine too.
Okay.
We were pretty amazed.
I'm pleased to hear that. And so part of what I wanted to explore with you is a different aspect. Now we'll get back to the marketing. But there is a different aspect, and I want to start with your most general observation that the agency runs more smoothly, and you're using the technology in a manner that it's as if you have kind of an assistant on everybody's shoulder, making sure that they're following through. So, in the most general sense, what's that like?
Well, with AR, it is a complicated concept to teach our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so in struggling to get them to understand what this amazing technology could do, we tried several different things. But what
right.
really worked was when we approached them with, they're on your side. AR is on your side. It wants to help you do the best job that you can.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, consider thinking of AR as your partner. And I like to visualize like the little devil and the angel sitting on each shoulder. Well,
right.
well, we have just the little AR angel sitting on our shoulder. So when the CSR does a quote, answers a phone call, and decides that a follow-up campaign is needed,
mm-hmm.
she just whispers to this little icon on her shoulder,
uh-huh.
We need to do the quote process follow
right.
up campaign,
uh-huh.
or we need to enter the welcome kit campaign. And with just a click of the button, the campaign is started. And so she's just whispered the idea of what
mm-hmm.
she needs that follow up to be. And, you know, click of the button, it's taken care of from there. And so, and it, it made them realize that all of the things that Pat always wanted his agency to do, you know, he would say, well, I know so-and-so called in for a quote. What happened to it?
Okay,
you know, so,
right.
You know, you look in the agency management system, and there's a quote. So, you know, we knew the quote was done, and we knew that a phone call had been made, so the quote went out.
Right.
But then what happened to it?
What happened after that?
Okay. Right. I mean, our girls would be busy because quotes were coming in, so they would just move on to the next quote.
So
now they whisper to AR, follow up with a handwritten note, follow up with the vid biscuit, you know, follow up with a phone call in a week, because that's what that campaign does.
Right.
So all she has to say is follow up, and all of those other steps are taken care of for her.
And
so the closing ratio has got to be, I know rates come into play, and sometimes people don't buy the houses that we're quoting, so I can't say it's 100%.
Right.
But of the people that need the policy, it's 100%.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really, but because of that follow-up, no other agent is doing that follow-up.
Okay. I want to share with everybody why we're so passionate about this. We feel that what you're doing is you're addressing the most pressing issue in the industry right now, because the consumer is so far ahead of the agent force. And I know I've shared this probably 100 times before, but ComScore did the research and showed us that 72% of the population uses the internet as their primary source of information about insurance, and 6% are relying on the Yellow Pages. So we're preaching from top of a soapbox pretty loudly that we feel very strongly that this is an urgent issue, and it's not just a marketing issue, it's a business issue. So that's what I wanted to really explore with you. Is we can talk about marketing all day long, but I really want to spend a little bit of time on how you're using the technology to run campaigns and to integrate the way you want the agency to run with your team. So that's let's sort of dig into some of the details there on that.
Well, and you're right.
Okay.
I mean, some people do want that phone call. Some people do want the face-to-face. But the majority of the people now, they want to take care of their insurance needs at their convenience. And so the campaigns, because they are using the internet technology, people can respond at their leisure. We don't have the instant 24/7 service, but they understand that. So when we send out a campaign that says, here's your application, you know, sign it and send it back, oh, we still don't have it, please send it, and each time it's attached, at their convenience, they can print that off, fax it back. So it has become something that our clients are very comfortable using. The nurturing messages that go out every month, the responses that they send back, you know, they just hit the reply button and say, great information, thanks for sharing that with us. So I know it's touching them. You know, it's,
all right. So let me ask you a question that I think some people are sometimes challenged with. You and I were joking a little bit about this earlier this morning when I indicated that sometimes we'll see that in an agency, the team is more capable or more willing, more able to pick up on the technology and use it than, pardon my language, but some of the codgy old agency owners. And I don't want anybody to be offended by that, but let's take a look at the demographics of who owns agencies. Tend to be, tend to be older, tend to be, you know, very close to probably 52 years, the average, you know, 52-year-old white male. I realize that we've got, females and younger and minorities who own agencies, but we're taking a look at a demographic average here, many of whom are not, really technologically savvy, and yet a lot of team members are. So how is it that you got your team to adopt the use of technology as readily and able as they are? Because I've met some of them, and I think they're doing a great job with that.
Well, there's a lot of different answers to that. And,
uh-huh.
and definitely, it's just we do have young, technologically minded staff members.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all very comfortable on the computer.
Right.
We lost some of the older, not so technological people
right.
because it was advancing way faster than they were. And
uh-huh.
you know, when you think about it, there were other problems technology was causing for those people. So AR just kind of brought it to light that they were just not going to keep up.
So there was some change. Okay.
There was some change.
Yeah.
And
now what's the relationship? What's the attitude that the team has towards the use of this technology?
Oh, they can't get enough of it. They
okay.
come up with ideas that Lucas is helping us to get implemented. They throw out ideas. We have contests in the office with, you know,
mm-hmm.
how can we make this run better? If
mm-hmm.
they on their own took the idea of everybody has an assistant and worked it out on to their own benefit, where one girl now is the one that gets all of those tasks and sends out those handwritten messages.
Right.
Who says,
okay.
I know Michelle did this quote for you. She asked me to follow up with you. Do you have any questions? So that
mm-hmm.
some of the girls are just quoting and issuing. Some are working on the follow-up part. But they've used this technology, and they embrace it. And
they embrace it.
We give them bonuses on production, and this is helping their bonuses. Everybody reaches every level now.
Ah, okay.
You know, if Pat says, you know, here's a bonus if you sell 5 autos, well, we get 5 auto quote requests a day. Who cannot get 5 autos a month?
Right.
So,
okay.
I mean, it's, but they aren't.
Uh-huh.
They do embrace it.
Okay. Now, some of your team members have attended live trainings. But
the
not
CSR
all.
CSR Mastery?
Not just the CSR Mastery, but actually a training on the technology itself.
You're right.
Some
we did bring them all up to
trainings.
Colorado.
Yeah, okay. Have they all gone through the training?
Yes, they have.
Okay, all right. And was that a watershed? I mean, was that an opportunity for them to really understand and embrace the technology?
When they came up to Colorado?
Yeah.
I think it was. I think that was when the light bulb went off for several of them.
Mm-hmm.
When they realized the big picture,
yeah.
not just all the little confusing steps, but the big picture, then it all started falling together for them.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do think that really helped.
Okay. Good. So now you have said that your CSRs are performing at a higher level. What else would you say about that? You say they're closing better. Your producers are closing more. They're asking for referrals and testimonials. Well, I don't know what else you can say about that.
Well, and I think, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
the perfect employee, the perfect CSR that is talking to somebody and preparing a quote,
right.
asks for the referrals and the testimonials and the cross-sell.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't always hire those perfect people.
Right.
You know, sometimes they have other things on their mind, or they have, you know, 5 other quotes that they want to get done before the end of the day, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, invoicing that has to be done. So they
right.
just don't do that. And that's why I think AR works so good for them. It's a matching system where
mm-hmm.
these girls don't have to do that. I mean, they all know they should, and they strive to be the best that they can, but when they can pass that asking for referrals and testimonials and cross-sells and that kind of information, when they can pass it to AR, then they can move on to the next quote without sacrificing being perfect. So it
mm-hmm.
makes them better.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make
well,
sense?
Yeah, totally. All right. So let's jump on. I want to remind people, if there are questions, they can ask questions. Let's move on to sort of the other side, and this is the side that I think most people think of in regards to AR, which is you've run some pretty cool campaigns, and you've gotten some pretty good success on those. And this is not just the sort of everyday following up, but you've done, you created a flood campaign that pretty much knocked everybody's socks off.
I think the success from that inspired us to just jump in and try as many of them as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So we have had a lot of success with different campaigns.
Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit about your flood campaign. You designed that one. I think we may have helped you a little bit, but tell us a little bit about how that worked.
Well, I think I talked about it at the Super Summit. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was something that Pat, my marketing guru, said.
Right.
You know, we're missing the boat. It's almost hurricane season, and these people need flood insurance. It's the perfect time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to utilize the technology because we were trying to get into that mode of implementing our own ideas. And so I got on the phone with Sarah Green, and she was just awesome with pulling letters or emails that other agents had done, changing them, tweaking them so that it would work for our campaign,
right.
And coming up with, you know, the smart form, the follow-up, just that whole thing. And then we set it up as a series of three, I think, you know, 36 days before storm season, you know, with
mm-hmm.
that 30-day wait and stuff. And so
mm-hmm.
we pulled up just the people that we had the email address for.
Home, right.
No flood with email,
mm-hmm.
which is the number of ways you can sort
contact right.
in AR.
Yep.
Is just unbelievable, any way you want to.
And
so we yeah. pulled those up, and we started sending that out, and then Pat and I left town. I
right.
guess that was part of why we had that sense of urgency that it all needed to be done in just 2 or 3 days, because we were leaving.
And you guys were going on vacation, right?
We were going on vacation. One of our insurance companies took us out of the country, and
uh-huh.
so we had no way to keep in touch with anybody other than that SendPepper app on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
I just fell in love with. So,
right.
And we told the girls. We said, we don't know what's going to happen with this, but you know, if the quotes come in and you take care of them, there will be prizes in your future. And so we wanted them to feel that urgency as well.
Yes.
And
we
make more money, they can make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got back, we found out that like 120 quote requests had come in.
Okay.
And I think they issued 90% of them.
Wow.
And
all right.
they still come in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and some didn't fill out the smart form, they just hit the reply button. So
you drove them from an email to a smart form or a landing page, right?
Yes.
Now, was your I'm curious. I don't know the answer to this question. Was your landing page a Perl? Was it a personalized URL?
No, we weren't good enough back then.
Okay, you could do that now, though.
We could do that now, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And we didn't even have any artwork on there. It was just words, you know, some bold, some
yeah.
color, but there was mm-hmm. not even any artwork in there. So it was so successful, we're already setting it up to do it
yeah.
again this year. And we've added some pictures of homes that have been flooded.
Yeah.
You know, to give it even a bigger impact.
Okay. So that was pretty straightforward. Now, when you were on vacation, you had the confidence that your team was following up.
Yes. And,
okay.
And that goes back to the tasks, though, because
right.
the tasks that come in, if it's not done in the time period that we specify,
yeah.
then we get notified.
Okay. So the team task management system keeps you on top of what's happening and what's not happening.
Exactly. You know, if they're falling
behind. I love that. Uh-huh.
It lets us know. It keeps us up to date
yeah.
on what's going on in the office.
Got it.
More control, Michael.
Uh-huh.
More control.
More control. Okay. You're also running a kind of a niche campaign. We really haven't spoken much about the composition of your agency. So let's do that very quickly. You're primarily personal lines. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Some commercial lines. And how many clients, roughly?
I think we're up to almost 20,000 now.
20,000. Okay, so good-sized agency, and you're getting referrals from mortgage professionals now for your home property niche.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so we do have an outside salesperson who knows nothing about insurance. He's just going out and providing our information to mortgage professionals. So there's realtors, title companies, and mortgage companies that he goes out to, and he gathers their business cards,
Got it.
which we enter into AR and tag them. And I only
Okay.
know the vocabulary words. I'm not really sure what all that
Right.
means.
Okay.
So, and then as soon as a new contact is entered into that group, Sarah has helped me to do an immediate email goes out to them. So we do have a series of, I think, five or six that go out the middle of each month. And it talks about our referral program and the wisdom of partnering with one specific insurance agent that wants to take care of their needs to make their life easier.
So you nurture, you use this technology to nurture and cultivate your relationships with your mortgage professionals, just like you do your clients and prospects,
Yes.
and use it to run your referral program and so on and so forth.
Yes, and
Okay.
it's been huge. This mortgage professional campaign, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
It has a smart form that the mortgage professional puts their name in there, and then who they're referring. So the task comes back, send Tom at the mortgage company a thank you for the referral note
Right. Okay.
and contact John Smith to provide him with a quote.
Got it.
And when you can tell John Smith that Tom referred you, then they feel more comfortable doing business with you because you've got that name. And so just recently, because it's nearing the 15th of the month and the grand prize for the referral drawing is coming up, I sent out an email to everybody in that group just to make, touch base with me and let me know who they could think of that they had referred to us
Right.
over the past year so that I could make sure that everybody was in the hat appropriately. The response was, oh, thank you. Well, I did this person and this person and this person, and I've got three more for you right now.
Oh, no kidding.
Or,
Okay.
so
Yeah.
sending out that email brought in probably 20 or 30 new leads because they all want to win this prize.
Okay.
And
All right.
that was when we first started our first Quantum meeting at Super Summit. The referrals and testimonials we thought would be the hardest part to implement of everything that you talked about
Right.
because we had never asked for that information before. And with AR, with your other marketing tools that you've provided, it's in 2 years, it's second nature to us.
Got it. All
And
right.
it's fun.
I have a question here. It came in from John Crawley. It says, does Jan pay for referrals for mortgage professionals? So I think maybe he's talking about a commission split. And my understanding is you don't do that. You just engage them with a, you've got prizes and thank you gifts and things like that. Am I right?
That's correct. We
Okay.
do not entice them with anything other than the same referral program we send out to everybody else.
Everybody else. Okay, good. All right. Jan, I'm going to turn to the audience one more time to see if anybody else has any questions. I do realize that for some reason not everybody was able to see all the slides, but that's okay. We got the point across. Happens with the GoToWebinar technology sometimes. And so while we give people a moment to ask any questions, if they've got any, Jan, let's, you know, just looking back, how would you summarize your relationship with this technology? How has it changed your agency?
It has done everything you said it would do. It has given us more money, more time off, and more control. Now, our time off is used to implement new campaigns.
Right.
So we're not really at the time off for vacations yet. But I think we still have the passion and the excitement that this has brought on, so we don't need that vacation stuff right now.
But, okay.
But it, you know, it has increased our income, so our staff has increased their income. Everything is more smooth now. Pat's happy with the follow up on the quotes, and I just have to talk about the claims. Let me just talk about the claims.
Oh, let's talk about the claims for a moment. Okay.
There's an agent on every corner. There has to be something about us that makes us special. And, you know, to the client, I mean, we know we're special for a hundred different reasons.
Right.
But to our client, when they have the need to use us and they get entered into that super smooth claims process, and just that nurturing, that, you know, that video biscuit that says, "We're sorry that you've had the claim. Contact us if you need us." The handwritten notes, the report cards that are coming in. If they know if they need us for anything, they can contact us. And just them knowing that keeps them so happy that they don't even call us.
Right. Okay.
Because, you know, so, you know, that's just another part of that technology that I think makes us stand out. In a city that has, you know, so many different agencies that they can choose from.
By the way, I'm going to give kudos to Claudia McLean, who I think is on the call with us for helping us design the claims process in Agency Revolution. I remember we sat in my home office for about 3 or 4 hours and carved that thing out because we really wanted to do it from an agent's perspective. So somebody asked, Mike Campbell asked a question, so let me pop that up. What is the claims process? And I think very, very briefly, Mike, and for everybody else, we've designed an Agency Revolution, a claims process that automatically follows up with people who have claims and positions the agency in such a manner that the insured who has the claim knows that you're watching the situation, that you care about it, and then ultimately that you want their feedback on how well that claims process was handled, and then finally allows you to send a report to the carrier, and there are two different reports, and of course they're completely customizable. One that informs the carrier that the client was satisfied and kudos and everybody can feel good about it, or two that the client was not satisfied and that you realize, of course, their job is difficult, but that you want to share that with the carrier. And, of course, it implicitly notifies the carrier that you watch the claims process very, very carefully, which is part of your job. So, Jan, I think that's how I summarize that. Would you add anything else to that?
I think you did a perfect job. And I think I think Claudia and you did a perfect job.
Well, thank you.
We do when we get a good report card.
Yeah.
We do send a Subway sandwich gift card to that adjuster.
Oh, sweet.
And
very
so
good.
That when
okay.
he's out on the road, he can have a sandwich on us and know that we
right.
appreciated him taking
very
care
smart.
Of our clients. And,
okay, good
and,
job.
And then a copy to the supervisor as well so that he will have something good in his file. So, and they love it when we contact an adjuster and tell them we've gotten good feedback from a client. It makes their day.
Right on. And they do have it is a hard job, but they should know which agencies are paying close attention to claims, and yours does. So that's probably enhanced your relationship with your carriers at that level a great deal. We've got another question from Aaron Fleeman, who said, "What was the idea behind the flood campaign?" And frankly, it's my understanding it was pretty straightforward. It's that we're entering into the season where you need to care about it, and that your current coverage probably doesn't, won't satisfy flood claims. And so, you should enter this information to get more, to find out more about it or to get a quote. I mean, it was pretty straightforward. No tricks up anybody's sleeve on that one. Am I right, Jan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was just it. Don't have that high water in your house and call your agent and say, oh, you're not covered.
Mm-hmm.
We had that kind of, attention grabber up at the top. We put in, Sarah was really good, that sense of urgency, do it now.
Right.
And, of course, we had do it now, storm season is right around the corner. So, there was that, but it was strictly, there's a 30-day wait. Don't put it off. Don't be caught out in the storm without the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, the company that we sold it to and our primary home company did offer a package discount for it. So they did, it didn't say anything in the letter, but they did end up saving money on their homeowner policy if they did meet those criteria. So it was a policy, it was a density concept for us, a flood necessity for them. It was just really good. And I think Lucas took that campaign and it has it out there for all of the agents now with Agency Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's available.
And that actually it sort of answers another question we've got here is where do we go to see her referral program? And one of the things that we're building is this is in our future plan, building more community and cross-fertilization between our clients so that it's much easier for people to see and share successes with each other. So that, I promise you, is in our plans for the coming year. So we're going to be seeing a lot of that. I also have a comment here from Claudia McLean, and I have to read this because it has three exclamation marks. What a great call. Please tell Jan that she is my hero. She's been such an amazing implementer in such a short period of time. So I had to pass one on to you.
I think Claudia's been my hero, too.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to imagine Claudia having heroes when she's a hero to so many. And then she also said, you guys are giving me too much credit. Love the Subway gift card idea, Jan! Exclamation mark. So there you go. But I will say that I don't think we would have had that campaign without Claudia's. In fact, virtually every campaign we've ever done, we would not have had it without feedback from the agents that we work with every single day. So I have to thank everybody for that one. But not everybody gets locked in my home office for 4 hours.
and when you presented Agency Revolution at that first summit, it was that super smooth claims that sold me. The claims are so important to the concept of how I'm going to run this agency that you had me with follow-up for the claims.
Oh, okay.
So, Pat was the rest of it. And then other agents that I've talked to at this past summit that was talking about, we're just a small agency and, the cost of AR, just might be too much for them.
Yeah.
If you can have the super smooth claims and you've got the quote follow-up and you've got the marketing follow-up in there, if you put that into the dollar amount of how much you're going to pay employees that may or may not get that done, the cost is not astronomical. And you would pay that much to a couple of employees if you wanted your agency to run smoothly and nurturing those clients and stuff, don't you think?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy. I'm referring to the notes that you sent me just the other day. Here, you said that we use AR to make our marketing personnel perfect. I would pay a really good outside guy maybe $60,000 a year. and then you said AR makes our CSR and producers much better. And you said here we might pay this person $45,000 to $50,000 plus commission, and the commission would be great. And then you also said, and of course, we can't forget the service associate. And you say, I'd say we'd pay that person at least $33,000 per year. And you're referring to tasks that AR does for you. So I'll let the numbers speak for themselves. We have another question. I think the answer to this one is yes. Lisa, is the claims process or the claims campaign on Firefly also? It is. Now, for agencies that are more aggressive or larger, I can't speak strongly enough about the robust features of Agency Revolution that we just can't fit into Firefly. And it's not that we don't want to, but there's a reason that there's a price difference, because with Agency Revolution, we simply have the capability, the technological capability, and the power to run campaigns that are, you know, they use media that you're just not going to find anywhere else. We have, you can insert video into campaigns and VidBiscuits into campaigns, and the team task management system is very comprehensive and allows us to do things that we can't do with Firefly. But yes, there's a claims process in Firefly as well. Jan, I don't see that we have any more questions. So, here's a new one. Regarding claims, most carriers want the client to call directly to them to report. How does Jan get involved in the process or know the claim occurred? My carriers are slow in informing me of the claim. So how do you deal with that one? That's from John.
Well, John, we have talked to all of our carriers, and we told them that we do want them to have that notification. Mm-hmm. And so I would say 3/4 of them, it's same day. As soon as they get notice of the claim, they let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So other companies, I do have to go to their website, and they keep it all on their website that I have access
right.
to.
Okay.
And so I look it up. But I do have it delegated to one of my team members who is just as passionate about claims as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the one that goes to these different companies that don't email it to us.
Right.
And she is the one that makes sure that they get entered into that mm-hmm. campaign. And you're right. The insurance companies, at first, they balked. They didn't want the agent to get involved in the claim. And I said, hey, it's a good thing. We're not going to step on your toes. We're not trying to tell them how to run their business. Mm-hmm. We just want that follow-up. We want that nurturing opportunity. And they didn't have any problem with providing us with the information.
Yep. Okay. One thing we have noticed, and this became evident in a conversation that we had with Grant Davis last week, who's an Agency Revolution user, that when carriers recognize that you're growth-oriented, that you have a marketing plan, that you're committed to technology that helps run your agency for you, they start paying attention to you. So in Grant's case, they started giving them a lot of money, co-op money, but also paying attention. When Grant makes a call to that carrier, word gets around. And so it is easier to have clout with carriers when they have a sense that you're serious about running your business and creating your future. We have another question from Lisa. It says, what would you suggest to start with when campaigning on Firefly? And I think the first thing I'd always start with is an assessment of the agency. So I don't want to give a sort of an immediate answer to that, because I think it is different for people. I think we need to take a look at what's working, what's not working. I really, really believe very strongly in strengthening your relationship with your client base. And that makes everything better. And, of course, Agency Revolution clients and Firefly clients who are members of Quantum Club are invited to participate in my LTA Academy with, as a gift from me. That's something that we're really going to be focusing on in some very unique ways. How, and by LTA, we mean like, trust, and admire. How to position your agency in such a manner that your client base and your prospects and your marketplace and your community like you and like your agency, trust you and trust your agency, and even admire you and admire your agency. So, Lisa, I don't want to give a blanket answer to that one. I think it really comes to it comes down to an understanding of really you understanding your own agency, your relationship with your clients. And while this is not something that you'll see immediate results from, It's something that will transform your agency over time and make everything work better, and that is creating a relationship with your marketplace and with your clients that they feel a strong, positive emotional bond with you. So, again, I'm not going to give I don't want to give a pat answer on that one. But that being said, there are lots of untapped opportunities in every agency. Cross-selling, of course, is a very powerful way, one, to generate more income, and two, to increase your retention over time, and then ultimately strengthen the relationships and get more referrals. So hard to know where to start. Strengthening the referral program is certainly another one. Jan, let me see, make sure that is the last question that we have now, and I'll apologize if anybody entered a question. Might go to webinar technology, hasn't been working perfectly today, but that happens. It's not my technology, so I get upset when my technology is not working perfectly. But when somebody else's is, I realize that just happens from time to time. So if somebody does have a question, if you want to follow up, I'll give you a couple of ways to do that. If for some reason you can't see the slide I have in front of me now, I've got a free gift for everybody who's on the call. Just go to www.digitalmarketingforagents, and that's the number four, digitalmarketingforagents.com, and you can get a copy of my report, Digital Marketing Made Easy, 25 Secrets to Grow Your Agency Automatically. That's at www.digitalmarketingforagents.com, and that's the numeral four. Okay, Jan, you have been my hero also, and I think an inspiration to everybody who's listening. So I want to thank you. Really, thank you. You were the one who emailed me and said, Michael, I have some things to share, and I've got to thank you for your generosity. It means a ton.
I appreciate you letting me talk, Michael, and I hope I was able to get my idea across of just how awesome this technology is and how there are so many different ways that we can use it that when we get to Super Summit, we don't always get up and talk about, that this mm-hmm. is really a way to grow your agency smoothly without, like you said, without, you know, AR doesn't call in sick, doesn't take vacation, you don't have to pay health insurance benefits or Christmas bonuses, and it does what it's supposed to do day after day after day after day. So even when you're having a crazy busy day, mm-hmm. that email still goes out. If we have your home but not your auto, so you might be missing out on a possible discount.
Right.
And people can respond to that. So no matter how busy we get or how distracted with holidays or anything, AR still does its job. And to me, that's just an amazing employee.
Well, before I wipe this grin off my face, Jan, I'm going to say thank you. And
thank you, Michael.
And I want to say thank you to everybody who joined us. We had a very nice turnout today. And I see we have a lot of AR clients on and Firefly clients on, and I hope everybody got value out of this. Big round of applause to Jan. Give our best to Pat. And everybody, please have a terrific day. I love you all, and God bless each and every one of you. And thank you very much.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you.